conversation on this program. And well done to Mark and all those involved. They've just finished a cleanup. They removed so much rubbish from Inch Beach there recently. They found loads of ropes and nets and things associated with fishing, of course, but they also found a lot of household rubbish people use on our beaches as dumping grounds, a tent. And they even found a fridge on Inch Beach. And I asked the question recently, why is there so much and how does so much plastic actually end up in our sea? Did you know that across Europe, we generate 25 million tons of plastic, which then turns into plastic waste every single year? Now, only about 30% of that actually is collected for recycling. Much of it goes into landfill or is incinerated and burned. It was about up to 13 tons of plastic waste end up in the ocean every year. And I was asking the question, how? Prompted the call from Fergal Mee, the environmental director at Chris Mee Group, and he joins me by phone. Fergal, good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
And I think you could really see over Christmas time the amount of plastic that's generated in the world, because so much of it came into the home wrapped in, you know, wrapping presents and gifts and what have you. But how does so much of it end up in the sea?
Well, I guess there's been considerable research done on this, Neil, and interestingly, quite a large proportion arrives from washing machines where we're washing synthetic fibres, and they contain plastic-type materials, polymers and such, in synthetic fibres, and the amount of plastic ending up in the sea as a microplastic, beads of maybe 5 microns to less than a millimetre in diameter, exit our washing machine, down the drain, passed through our wastewater treatment plants and off into the ocean.
And it's
now a larger source of plastic pollution of the seas compared to the micro beads which are used in cosmetic products as an abrasive. So that's a large contributor. And some of the research is quite mind-boggling. A 2014 report from the Marine Pollution Board suggests that there are 5 trillion plastic pieces weighing over 250,000 tons currently afloat at sea. And predominantly these come from abrasives in cosmetic products, toothpastes. They're also used in industry where shot blasting of components in the manufacturing, when that plastic becomes degraded, it exits via wastewater treatment plants and ends up in the oceans.
Okay, so it's exiting by various avenues of water, if you like, and it's not necessarily the product plastic container like the detergent or the fabric softener or the toothpaste tube. It's the contents of them.
It's the contents.
That's incredible.
Constitutes the biggest proportion.
And what effect is that having then on marine life?
Well, it has been found in the stomachs of fish, and the worry as well is that we treat a lot of these chemicals with chemicals to enhance their performance, but as they become waste, we have persistent organic pollutants adhering to the plastic, and that has been found in fish tissue. So that is an issue. We have a trouble in the food chain, Neil, because of the plastics.
Added to that, then, is it also a case of illegal dumping, not recycling, plastic and litter on beaches, things like that also? Stuff that's thrown overboard in shipping?
Indeed. That also contributes because such plastics which are dumped or discarded will break down due to mechanical action and UV radiation and general wear and tear. And then as these particles break down, they will not biodegrade, but they'll break down into smaller particulate matter, which is floating around the oceans and is also picked up by marine organisms and found in their flesh. But I guess the biggest contributors really are industrial abrasives, cosmetics, but the microbeads in cosmetics is being banned in many, many jurisdictions, the US, Australia, Canada, the UK, amongst others, and then industrial abrasives for treating surface metals prior to painting and such. They would be previously shot blasted with sand or steel grit, and now we use plastics as the abrasive for such shot blasting, as it were. And then physical breakdown of plastics, microbeads from cosmetics, microbeads from abrasive use. These are the biggest contributors, rather than litter, as it were.
Yeah, yeah. That answers my question then, because I was trying to work out how could there be so much litter of a plastic nature on our beaches that end up creating 13 million tons in the ocean every year. But it's not necessarily that. It's a lifestyle thing. How are we going to improve it? I mean, is there any legislation nationally, internationally?
Indeed.
I mean, we need to get rid of single-use plastic, don't we, in all fairness, and much of the packaging, which is not needed.
No, the packaging volumes are absolutely incredible. And as you rightfully say, not necessarily. Again, I suppose we could change our plastics. Well, there are two sources of plastics. We have fossil fuel-derived plastics, which comes from oil. And then maybe if we convert it to biomass-derived plastics to create biopolymers, which would be a business opportunity, I'm sure, for some...
And what does that make them? Biodegradable, is it?
That makes them biodegradable. Single-use plastic bags... The fossil fuel-derived plastics are not biodegradable, even though some of them may state that, but they're only biodegradable when they're subject to prolonged temperatures above 50 degrees.
But say a plastic bag that you get and you pay your 20 or 30 cent for in the shop, say if that ended up in the sea, right? How long would it last?
It would last indefinitely unless it's exposed to prolonged temperatures of in excess of 50 degrees.
All right, so it's going to last forever then?
It's going to last for thousands of years.
Wow. And that would be the same for any type of plastic bottle, would it? Or any type of container? Or any kind of plastic?
Yes. They're not truly biodegradable, even though some of the claims are that they are biodegradable. But they will only biodegrade when they're exposed over a long time to temperatures of 50 degrees Celsius or more.
What happens to
the natural environment?
What happens, just interestingly, do you know what happens to, you know, we put out our recycling on a weekly basis here in Cork and around the country, and that's collected then by the likes of Country Clean and Green Star. Where does it go?
I'm not sure of which vendors or which collection companies what they specifically do with the plastic for recycling, but I imagine they send it to plastic recycling companies, but I couldn't attest to the veracity of that claim.
Yeah. You think that some say they do, but they don't, or you just don't know?
I just don't know.
You don't know. I heard that much of our recycling goes over to Germany, and a lot of our recycling also we have to pay, the companies have to pay to have it taken away out of the country, and it ends up in places like China, where it's big business.
It is, yeah. A lot of our recycling ends up in China, Neil, that is correct. But the Chinese now are talking about reducing how much recycling they're going to take from Europe, which may be a problem for us in future.
Yeah. You know, you are aware of this announcement that plastic coffee cups will be banned. Mind you, it's going to take another 12 years to ban them, but it's a step in the right direction, I guess, isn't it?
It's a step in the right direction, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, all right. Okay, listen, I appreciate you taking the call, Fergal. Have a good day.
Have a good day, Niall.
Much obliged. Fergal Mee with the environmental group, Chris Mee Group. The European Commission is trying to get serious about these things, and one step in the right direction is plastic coffee cups to be banned. You know, like...